This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Afghans began voting Saturday. Parliamentary elections there, which have been marred by chaotic organization and violence, it's forced a postponement of the vote in the strategic southern province of Kandahar, where the police chief was murdered. Reuters' Saskia Donahue reporting.
The election is a crucial test for Afghanistan's fragile democracy. There were concerns that Thursday's assassination of Rezek, which has been claimed by the Taliban, would stop people voting. And in the past 2 months alone, at least 9 candidates in the election have been killed in various attacks. President Ashraf Ghani visited a polling station to cast his vote, encouraging all Afghanis to do the same.
Saudi Arabia now admitting that the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died in its Istanbul consulate. The kingdom claims it was the result of a fight that broke out, which has now resulted in the arrest of more than a dozen people. More now from Matthew LaRotonda.
It's the first time the kingdom's admitted Khashoggi's death after weeks of unanswered questions. But the preliminary report released on Saudi Arabia's official state-run television gave few details and no evidence. It's not clear how the fight broke out, only that it was between Khashoggi, last seen here entering the consulate but not emerging, and people who met him there. The Saudis say they've arrested 18 Saudi nationals involved.
Congo's health minister calling it a dark day for everyone fighting the deadly Ebola outbreak after rebels shot and killed two medical agents with the Congolese army who had been assisting health officials. Maimai rebels surged from the forest and opened fire on the army's rapid intervention medical unit at the entrance to Butembo City. This is VOA News. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have organized to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras after President Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S. Standoff between the migrants and Mexican police continued as they settled on a bridge separating Guatemala and Mexico, with some clinging to the closed border gate crying that there are children here. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said Mexico does not permit its territory in an irregular fashion to be used, much less a violent fashion. International aid pouring into the Indonesian island of Sulawesi for tens of thousands of earthquake and tsunami survivors. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Aid agencies are racing against time to get relief to earthquake survivors before the monsoon season sets in next month. The Sulawesi disaster is estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, with at least 680 still missing. The government says around 68,000 houses are damaged. The UN Refugee Agency delivered 435 emergency tents for distribution to families made homeless by the earthquake and tsunami. The agency says that will provide shelter to around 6,500 of the most vulnerable. It says more emergency tents, sleeping mats, mosquito nets, and solar lamps will be delivered in the coming weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Sri Lanka's military says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping contingent in Mali a day after the world body asked him to be repatriated over his human rights background. Military spokesmen said that they would comply with the UN request even though they do not believe that Colonel Kalana Amunpore is guilty of any human rights abuses in the last stages of Sri Lanka's civil war. Both Sri Lankan government soldiers and now defeated Tamil Tiger rebels were accused of war crimes during the country's 26-year war. Tens of thousands of protesters marched through central London to demand a new referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. Organizers want the public to have a final say on the government's Brexit deal with the EU, arguing that the new facts have come to light about the cost and complexity of Britain's exit from the bloc since Britons voted to leave in 2016. Some 150 buses ferried thousands of activists from across the country to London, and organizers estimated that over 500,000 took part. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.